Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe it's been inside this board of you.
My bigger bro begged if I could kick it, so when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mac a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying, yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that, then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go. Get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows, then switch to playing ding dong ditch. When that gets old and too cold to hack it, threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport new cake. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings too, like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in 7th grade. I hated school.
Wish it had grown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys, like for the boys, basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops. And it don't stop, I'm glad, cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans. And it seemed like the masses of Fugees had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that or K-Swiss. I miss those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone. And I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back in the days when, back in the days.
Well, it's the niggero. I figure that now I'm all grown up because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I paid, so I got it made. But didn't always have clout, used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first. So
way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
Dougie, y'all told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life.
They trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
no, no.
They couldn't break me,
no.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt theyself. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
All my life
they
be trying to keep me down.
All this time
never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No.
All my life
they
be trying to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code. Like I'm facing a Rico, and how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, nigga. So they think they ahead of me, but I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life
they be
trying to keep me down.
All this time
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
no, no.
They couldn't break me,
no.
All my life
they be trying to keep me down.
Hell from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Pretty quick tonight. I see we're starting to get a little crowded up in here real early. Hoping that do for this show tonight. We're going to try to talk about a few things. I got some good news and everything. Hold on, y'all. Let's get this introduction going. We got some good things to talk about tonight. And I think some people are going to be satisfied with it. And everything. I also just want to elaborate on last night's show. You know, very good show, and it was something definitely needed to be talked about, and maybe it'll give some people something to think about where we can kind of change our ways about handling business, because it's, you know, this is like business for us to deal with this grudge racing, and we need to approach it in a different way. And everybody got time to think to themselves and figure out, you know, what was trying to be said last night, and hope that we can accomplish something and get things more family oriented to where more people reach out and want to be around it, and, you know, want to come out and have a good time, you know, and we can continue to talk about these things open-minded at another date, but everybody should have an open mind to it. To what's trying to be said about that situation, and hoping that we can move forward. And I'm not going to harp on that tonight. But another thing, since there's so many on here, I'll probably repeat it throughout tonight. I talked to the people at 41 yesterday, and they were telling me that I asked him a few questions about what's going on with the track, and he gave me a real good answer to the resurfacing of the track, where they smoothing everything out, and they were saying it's like bumps and stuff in the track, you know, and I asked them about that, and they told me that that's one of the main things that they're going to try to get done this year. Before the track open, they will try to resurface the track so we don't have to hear that no more. And hopefully that'll smoothen everything out to where we won't have that complaint, you know, anymore, and that we can get things done like we've been planning on, and hoping that we can get out-of-town guests to come in and we can get good reports on the track. And and a lot of our teacher guys up here, up this way, will start using the track and testing and, you know, using it more and don't have to travel all the time just to go test. They'll be able to be confident enough to test here. I think that'll be a big plus for that to happen here. And you sound pretty open. Sound pretty open to trying to work with us. And, you know, it's going to take time and time to talk to try to get the best we can out of them. And they sound like they're willing to work with us and try to make things happen. You know, I had a little farther detail in the conversation. I had to get into it a little bit later, but the good news also, they're willing to communicate with us now. You know, so he told me he was going on vacation this weekend. He wouldn't be in town, but next Friday, he said he will come on the show and have a talk with all you guys, and we're gonna do this in a peaceful way, where that you know, a lot of people, you know, got a lot in them and they want to ask a lot of questions, so we're gonna have to control the mics. We're gonna have to give him an opportunity to come in and say what he want to say first, and then open the mics for questions afterwards, you know, one at a time. We don't want to overwhelm them. We want to try to give them a good experience on the show with us so that they will continue to come on the show and update us on information and answer questions that we need to be answered, you know, and have more better relationship with them, you know, between ownership and we the customers, you know. So we want to establish that type of relationship with them, and hopefully that we can grow from there. Before I open up the first mic, I want to also say that, I guess I can ask this question firstly, talk about what I want to talk about tonight. I don't think we ever talked about it, and I think it could be an interesting subject if people come in and participate. I'm a little slow tonight, y'all. I'm trying to make sure I try to get my words right and say it in a way where everybody can understand. But what I mean by that is these people go through a lot with these race cars that we don't know about. You just don't imagine what's going on behind the scenes. I get a chance to see it firsthand. I got a car myself, but a caliber car like mine, I thought, took a lot of preparation. But as it get deeper, the cars get faster, it take even more preparation. So I would like to see if anybody come on. And we're going to do this show tonight about preparation for your equipment, for you can go and race, and what it take for you to get prepared. I mean, it's so much that if people come out and talk about it, it's a lot to talk about, man, because, wow, I just been sitting back and going through things and looking at things. And man, it ain't, you know, a lot of people see the finished product when they come to the track. But, man, they don't have an idea on what it takes to get to that point. I'm going to tell you right now. But I'm opening up this first hand because he went up pretty early, so he might have something he want to say. Let me open this one up.
No, I'm
What's
just
going
listening,
on, brother?
Man. I'm listening. Nothing much, man. I'm just listening.
Okay.
I want to be in the box because I'm running back and forth, so I'm just listening.
Yeah, all right.
I appreciate
it. Did you hear? Oh, yeah. Did you hear what my topic is about tonight?
Mm-hmm. Preparation for your equipment.
Yes, sir. What you think about that?
Well, listen, it.
Yes, sir.
You have to take it.
And it's a lot of time consuming, also, right?
Yeah, it's rough on me because it takes extra more time than it takes a normal person.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. And I know you're a one-man army there, and I know that got to be, even like you say, harder without a team to help you, do the footwork.
Get your equipment in there, your gas, check over the lugs, and do everything you got to do. It's rough.
I get it done.
It's very costly, too. You know, an average day at the track is 2 cans of gas. Gas is 120 a drum. A can, rather.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know how that get. Then you got to probably, if you know how to tune your car and check your car, you're going to go through three boxes of plug at $40, $70 a box. A set, rather. So it's a very costly day if you don't know what you're doing or can afford it.
Oh, yeah. Now, one of the other things I was kind of talking about, Preacher, is that when you start trying to get your car prepared to go down the track as fast as you can get to go, and you might start with having things corrected, or you figure it might need to be corrected and checked with going to the chassis shop and stuff like that. And then you go there and they tell you, you know, what they see and what need to be done. Now, you got to work with these people the best you can, and that's just one part of it. Get the parts they need so they can do what they need to do to try to get your car adjusted where you can fly down the track safely and without having to fight the car so much. And it's just so much. And that takes, mm-hmm. that's time consuming, you know, getting the car to the shop, how long it be in the shop, running, getting parts. It ain't like an overnight thing.
You have to wait
thing.
For the schedule,
yeah.
for them to let you in. You have to wait for them to be able to have time to take you. Then they check your car. Then you got to be able to afford to buy the part, wait on the part to show up because the parts are hard to get. Everything is time consuming. As if you hurt the motor or anything, chassis, anything. Like I said, it's not a cheap sport, but it's not an income either. It's a throwaway. You got to be able to afford to throw this money away because you don't always get back what you put in.
Yes, sir.
Love the sport to be involved in this sport. If you don't love this sport, you ain't going to last long.
Yes, sir. But then I know that a lot of people don't understand. They think you can just throw parts in the car and go fast. But you got to have a combination of things that work together. And the more you learn about what worked together, the better chance you have of getting more power laid down out of your machine. This hot rod game, it ain't just buying a big motor, throwing it in your car and you're going to go whoop everybody. It's a lot of tweaking here, a lot of tweaking there with the motor, transmission converter, the gear ratio, keeping the chassis settled to handle the power as much as it can. And yeah, I mean, it's just every aspect of the car could either slow you down or speed you up. And you just got to keep on tweaking and searching and tweaking and searching. And you will never get the car 100%, but you get as close as you can to getting the car into a position where it'll work for you. Well, we got somebody else coming in. 312-518-7. Terry Owens. What's happening, man?
You need to run the kids. What are you
I ain't big enough. It's too small for me. If it was big enough for me, what size is it?
This motherfucker
is a... Yeah, okay. What am I, Big Eddie? What y'all yapping about?
Yeah, we talking about what people don't know behind the scene. We talking about what people don't know behind the scene about what you got to do to get these cars prepared to race. The preparation that you go through that people never see, trying to get to the track in your car, you know, ready to get down that track best you can. And they don't, you know, we talk about the preparation part before they ever see the car get to the track, you know. So we're just trying to give a little insight on that.
Six-letter word to me.
Yes, sir.
Six-letter word. Money. Money.
Yeah, that's definitely
that
one of
break you, man.
All you got to do is go to Pep Boys.
Let's see. Yeah, money, man. From when this, it's hard to keep up with. That's all what I'm saying. From you got to look at it from where we started at. Kid know it. You know it, Eddie. Everybody know it. Preacher, everybody know it, man. It used to be simple, man. You talking about you starting from a dual point distributor to MSD to crank trigger to computers now, man, this shit. Then you gotta know how to, whoever would have thought that we was gonna go in a day and age where you tune in the car with a laptop now. So I mean,
yep.
Yes,
when does it stop? Because it's just the money flows, and you got the money, and then you spend it in the right direction and get the right people working on it. You man, like myself, I don't have no team, but I got a team of people I trust to get me to go down there. But the bottom line is, people got to get paid for that shit regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once it's on one person, man, shit. A regular 9-to-5 is hard to do this shit, man. And then you got to have money to bet at that. Man, please.
That's for
this race game here. That's what I'm saying. I'm 1 foot in and 1 foot out of this shit. Reason I'm still in the game, and I always say it, Eddie, because I got to sit the fuck with.
Yes, sir.
Man, I couldn't do that shit, man. Shit will break you.
Mm-hmm.
This is one sport.
You know, I was talking to one of the brothers the other day, and after getting the car together, and you just spent all the money you could spend as far as like on the chassis and other things, now it's time to go testing. And the testing of the vehicle to find out what's working and what's not working is time consuming, and it take a lot of
that
if you're really trying to get your car consistent. Yeah.
I mean, considering what we used to do, testing used to be up and down the street block. Go on motherfucking Hastings and go on some motherfucking side street and test. But now you got to take a day off work, or you got to pay a motherfucker to do it for you because you ain't got the time to do it in our lives. You know, as we done got older, we got more lives, and less people's lives revolve around fucking with these cars, because that's what your life revolve around. It's all good then.
That's
what this shit at. So, you know, it's hard.
So even though we know it's a lot of money, there's also a lot of time and thoughts put into this process, right?
Yeah. I mean, but it's just a whole different ball game at the rate of speed we trying to run at now. You know, shit. Trying to do it in their way now, going to the eighth mile and shit. It's a whole different ball game, you know.
Yeah.
It's really different. Yeah. what the fuck you said? You know, spend the money some kind of way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody else out there got some input on preparation, getting your rig together to go right? And get the fans an insight on what you got to go through. Yeah, I figured this would be a hot topic right here. I thought, you know, a lot of people would love to come in and get some ideas and try to get people insight on on how this thing go.
Give me some money. Yeah, that's rough, Eddie.
Yeah, man. I know if I wouldn't have seen it firsthand for myself, I never really thought it was that hard until you get back and start looking upon what's going on and you dealing with it. I mean, it's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. I can't begin to explain it all, you know. But it's a whole lot. And this preparation, not only are you trying to get horsepower out of your car, you also want to be safe. So there's so many aspects of this thing that you got to look at. That it's amazing. So many different things you got to look at. Electronics, the motor combination, like I said, converter, transmission, rim, keeping the chassis loaded and all that stuff. You know, it all come together. You're looking at the weight of the car. I mean, man, it's a lot. It's a lot. I kind of wish I had a chassis guy, but it ain't just a chassis guy. You got to go through everything. Like I say, chassis guy, engine builder, tuner, all that stuff. I mean, it means a lot, preparation. And the main thing you got to do is test. And you got to know what you're looking for when you test. You're looking at several things when you're testing the car to try to improve it. That's after you done figured you done prepared. You might go out and do some things to the car you figure need, and it might need some more things done to it as well after you go and test. That's what testing all about. You might find that's how you find out what the car needs. You know, as you go along. And for some reason, it looks like it's a never-ending battle. You always find something else that can better yourself, better your program. Come on, y'all, where y'all at? Somebody come on in here and talk with me about preparation. We got too many race cars out here.
I don't know a lot about what you mean. I'm on the phone.
Man. I guess I'm saying it right.
Yeah, but like I said, my biggest thing is money. It's all about that money.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. But I mean, like, what you spending your money on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then once you trust the people you're doing it with.
Yeah.
Because it'd be out of our hands a lot. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's only so far, because I'm old school. It's only so far my butt could go with this junk anyway. So once they get the car set to go a certain speed, if you're happy with it, you go until you're ready to go faster and spend some more money and that can set it up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Aisha.
Well, I thought that would have been a pretty nice topic.
Right.
But usually people come on and say, what's the topic? Well, if y'all got something else y'all want to talk about, feel free to hit the one button. Which is something that I thought maybe it would be a nice little subject to talk about, try to get people insight on what's going on behind the scenes, you know, before they see the finished product at the track. And, you know, all the work that's put in, and then when you get there, you know, you might even have more problems, you know, because, you know, or it might do what it needs to do, but that's
leave
what
that
you be seeing, the finished product there. You know, you had to track with it. Yes, sir. Oh, we
Big
got
Ed.
Another hand up. What up, kid?
What's with all this shooting of these teenagers and shit nowadays? Can you elaborate on that?
They're shooting up what?
Shooting up these teenagers. I mean, every fucking day you look at the news or whatever, it's a teenager or something got shot or whatever. I mean, what's up with this shit?
I don't know what you say. Say it.
What the
That's
fuck
all
is,
I can say.
Is the world coming to an end or you don't know?
I definitely don't know. But I do know it is a sad situation.
You turn on the news, that's all you hear. Teenager got shot. It just don't make sense.
Yeah.
It also comes from a lot of people ain't living right. They're out there doing the wrong thing.
Yes,
this shit
sir.
Is crazy, preacher boy. I ain't never heard no shit like this in all my life.
Well, a lot of people wasn't doing the shit they doing today as we were back in our days, man. And all the disrespect. These youngsters ain't doing all that. They disrespecting each other, they're killing each other. So.
Yeah.
Zero four zero six. Your mic is open. 708-0406. Yes, sir. Sound like you got some background noise. Got a little background noise. You can't hardly hear you.
But I'm in my truck, and I got the windows
cocked,
and I got a noise cancellation on my
headset.
So I heard that.
Yeah, it's picking up. I thought it sounded like it's picking up
wind noise or something.
Yeah.
Let me change. Okay, how's that?
Much
better. Okay. Let me, I guess I got two topics now. I know she was talking about the shootings. The world not coming to an end. It's more good than evil, you know, that's out. You know,
I believe
and it's
that.
Not everywhere. Yeah. Because again, I'm in a place where you don't get a lot of that. We just got to, you know, I think as men, still mentor, the young folks. I mean, a lot of times we turn our head and just don't really say things, but I don't think that should go away. But I think that's where we always raised. The neighbors took care of us, helped us out, uncles, you know. So I think men, we got to get back to leading, being leaders, you know, instead of just kind of looking the other way on a lot of things that's going on with our youth, you know, the young mm-hmm. folks. You know, sometimes they want to hear things. They a lot of them do want to hear that they cared for. A lot of people don't tell them that, but they do want to hear it. Because I've talked to a lot of them, especially when I was up there in a situation. Young man in the bank line with older folks. I had a young man. I said, hey, you got your pants hanging. And I talked to the young man, and he's like, you know what? You're right. I told him, I don't want to disrespect to you or nothing. But I said, you got to be conscientious of your surroundings, you know, and respect the people around you, you know. So sometimes we just have to talk to them, you know. I seen them stealing in stores, and they just sometimes want to hear, hey, life is not just what you're doing. Sometimes people do care for you and take time that need to tell them that sometimes, instead of just always throwing them in the trash and leaving them there. So, you know, we got programs that we deal with. We got, like down here, we got a program where the youth, they got a garden. You know, we go in the garden with them from the church, you know, and they mm-hmm. raising the garden, you know. Things that they never done before, never thought about before. You have to show them, hey, and they can make things grow instead of always trying to kill something. So I think on that part, I think we just have to just continue to don't give up on them.
What's up?
And as far as the cars go, you know, two things I always say you need with a car is time and money, of course. You might have money without time. You might have time without money. And then sometimes you bring a car in the beginning of the season and you mess your motor up. And so you're really behind the eight ball there. So, it's like you say, Eddie, behind the scenes, it's not easy. People really think, hey, man, why you ain't racing your car? It's a lot. One thing in your family life or can alter your job, you know, you got laid off, they got rid of you, anything can alter your life. Just that simple, you know, and you still got your car, but you got to put it on the back burner sometimes. Might get behind in your house. It happens.
Your health and everything.
Your health? Yes, sir. So little things can alter your hobby, you know. So that's why sometimes some people take longer than others to bring it out or come back out. And I totally understand it, you know. So that's why I don't put pressure on myself with it. You know, I enjoy it when I can. Even if I don't have it with me, I still go to the track and be able to exhale. Just be in there, even if you don't have the car. Just
mm-hmm.
come out and enjoy it. Just be able to get out of bed to go to the track, you know. But stereo, I had a foot in and a foot out also, you know, last year. That's why I took last year off, to be honest with you. I raced in 22, but I took the whole 23 off. I vowed to do that because I had other things I was doing in my life that didn't call for the race car to be a priority. So this year, you know, I'm bringing the car back out, but if you had sometimes you have to take a step back. And there's nothing wrong with taking a season off. Sometimes you might take two
That's
seasons
right.
off. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. And you can still support your team or your friends and still come out there and gamble or whatever you want to do and just still enjoy it. But the ones that's putting on the show, I always take my hat off to them. I don't care if it's a loser. People always get on people losing. But, yes, it does take a lot to get that machine. Because if it weren't for that loser, it wouldn't be that winner. So that loser had to compete.
That's right.
And make it a race. So I always take my hat off to those people that even got up there to compete. Because I know, personally, it's not easy, especially doing it as long as we have been doing it, most of us on this phone. And we could have probably bought a Trump Tower probably with all the money we'd have put into these things through the years ourselves. But that's just something we choose to do, and sometimes you just got to take a step back. There's nothing wrong with that. Take a step back sometimes. And don't let nobody press you into saying, oh, you this and you that. Don't listen to all that stuff. Just, you know, just take your step back and then come on back again if you can and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing that kind of, you know, when you lose a teammate in your crew, like we did with Fred, I know Chi-Town was wanted. They lost Mike. They had lost Frederick. Future Boy, I know y'all lost Jay Boogie and stuff like that. So that kind of, you know, make you take a step back and say, well, man, I don't feel it as like I used to. That really hurts, too, if you haven't been through that part of it also. If you got somebody that's close to you that's been in the race gang with you for years and they pass away, it's a thing. And
we put a dent in it.
We never get over it, you know. Yeah. So it's all, we can't, we don't get over it. I know we all have changed in our group. All of us have changed. I say, I don't know how much we talk about it, but it's still affecting us till this day, 3 years later. You know, it's just not as, I want to say, fun as it used to be. Yeah, it's just not since he left.
Right.
You know, I'm the first to tell you that. And I tell you, I see other crews that have been going through the same thing with us, and I can tell. I talked to Keith from Chi-Town West One a few days ago. Him and I, we shared the same thing. We feel the same way, you know. So that really stings also when you lose one of your brothers in this struggle, in this game that you grew up with for years and years, and they pass on. So just little things can change also. Your outcome and outlook of how this goes. Because one day that can be, it's going to be, rather, us.
Yeah.
So it's good to talk on it because, hey, it's real. Eddie, what you brought up is real.
Oh, yeah. I thought more people would be interested in, you know, kind of giving people insight, you know. But I guess not. You know, it's a free fall. If anybody else got anything they want to talk about, come on with it. Let's get it going because y'all know I go to sleep. I got to keep me occupied. Y'all might hit some snoring. Last week I heard that it was a misunderstanding on my show. I was asleep. I didn't hear it. There's some of the things we got to get better at right there. It's open communication with each other. Sound like I got a text. Where Chuck at? You figure Chuck. Come on here, man. Talk about it, man. You should really get some insight on that, man. Some of y'all racers, I mean, come on here and talk about this thing, you know. Let people know.
Eddie, a lot of them still on the back line talking to each other right now. They ain't made it to your show yet.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
They come
about time they come.
They're kicking. They're kicking slowly but surely.
I'm about to shut this shit down, man.
About to shut this shit down, man.
How you been feeling, Eddie?
I've been feeling all right.
I've been all right, preacher.
What up, man?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Blessed right now.
I hear you. What up, Ed? What you got going on?
Oh, nothing. I was just trying to get a little conversation going on. I had a little thing I was asking about, preparation, you know, behind the scene thing that people got to do that people, fans and stuff don't know about, you know, and was asking people to come on and talk about preparation of the car before they see the finished product and some of the things you got to go through and everything. And Terrio came on and he talked about it and preached for a little bit there. You know,
you long with it, boy. You boy, I got ADD, man. I fuck around and forget what you're talking about when you get through. you gotta shoot it out there and then let a motherfucker respond. I got a short attention span, Jack. You long winded, man.
No, okay. Well, that's
God
what it
damn
is,
it, man. yeah, man. Shit. Yeah, it's a lot of shit that go along with it. Well, a lot of things that you have to do as far as checking your car before you bring it out. You got to check all your ham joints. You got to check every bolt. You know, you gotta basically go over every bolt on that car before you bring it out and check for cracks. It's a lot of preparation. You got to, you know, go through before you bring your car out to make sure you're out there safe. And after every race, you got to check all that shit again and go all through the motions, you know, and just, man, it's work, but, you know, you got to do it, you know, shit. Yeah, but that's the best way I could throw it out there. You gotta keep going over the car, checking everything to make sure that you know, you safe. You know.
Yeah.
And if you don't, that's your ass, Mr. Postman. You know, but you know, if we, you know, just gotta shorten it up a little bit, you know, man, take it from the top. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, you got events coming up. Mainly Bobby Cole, April 25th, you know, it's a showdown. And
yes,
we're going to have a ball. Did you announce that? Did you promote that tonight?
No, I still
that,
didn't.
That's, one, that's important. Bobby Cole's event, April 25th.
No,
yeah,
Bobby usually
shoot
me information, but I...
We will be in the house.
We will be in the house trying to bust
in. And it's a party going on.
Yes, sir.
You know, so, yeah, so, man, look forward to it. Kid, is Kid in the house?
Yeah, Kid in the house. Oh, yeah, Kid.
What up, Leroy?
What's going on, Kid? How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. Yep.
Man, that's good. That's good. What was your topic tonight, Kid, about all this goddamn shoot 'em up, bang bang?
I don't understand it, Leroy. I mean, every time you turn the news on, you hearing about a teenager or something that got shot or whatever. Damn, near 2 or 3 a night. What the fuck going on?
Man, shit. You know, it's that good weed and them good pills and all that good shit, man. They about that life.
Well,
I never fuck with that shit. Man,
I don't fuck with it, so I don't know.
Around, so you don't know how good it is.
Right, okay.
Yeah, they say that shit give them good attitudes, have attitude problems, everything. They be mad at the goddamn world, man. Be ready to go.
Oh, okay.
It's called, they be loaded with emotions, man. You know, they've been raised by their mama, so they loaded with emotions, man. They don't know how to deal with it no other way. Just get mad and piss on themselves and, you know.
Yeah,
all
go,
that old
go
good
berserk
stuff,
and shit.
You know? Oh, yeah. And then when they get up in their place, then they crying like little bros.
Right. You know, okay.
But,
the after effects.
Yeah. But it's gonna be all right, Kid. They've been slowing down lately, man. It ain't been as wild and reckless as it's been, but they slowing down. You know, because then, you know, in a little while, it ain't gonna be no motherfucker to shoot. Yeah, motherfucker gonna be gone.
Yeah, you got a point there.
they getting up. You know, they getting out of here pretty quick, and you know, it don't look like it, but it's slowing down. Oh, yeah, it's going to be all right. But it's good to hear your voice, man, you know.
Yeah, man, yeah. Like Harry Dog would say, I'm kicking, but I'm not not kicking high. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. I damn sure ain't kicking high no more. I used to, shit, throw that axe kick up in there with no problem.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm stiffening up a little bit here. But goddamn, I'm going to be all right.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm good. I'm listening.
No, that goes along with getting old, Leroy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A lot of people, goddamn, ain't here.
You got that shit right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So you coming down to Alabama?
Oh, yeah. Good Lord willing, I'll be there.
Good Lord willing, that's what's up. I look forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
I look forward to it. Yeah, man, shit.
Try to bring old goddamn Bo down there with me.
Oh,
I gotta
bad
call
news,
the white
Bo.
Folks. Yeah, I got to call them white folks and ask them, can they leave town?
Oh, man. I hate it, man.
Yeah,
how that boat doing, man?
Man, that big head motherfucker.
He's still crazy.
I'm gonna change my number on his ass.
You know what was so tripped out, man?
What?
One time, Bo called me. We talking on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Do you know? I went to sleep on his ass, right? And you know. A couple hours later when I woke up, do you know that motherfucker was still talking to me?
Still talking, huh?
He was still talking. I said, this motherfucker is crazy than a motherfucker. I mean,
yes, he
don't need nobody to answer. He's just going to talk.
Nope.
Man, I couldn't believe it. I said, I was like, this motherfucker crazy. Yeah, he was still talking. I couldn't believe it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that's my nigga. He don't get no bigger shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is bring up the subject because Big June, goddamn, he ain't gonna never stop talking.
Oh man, not Tango.
Yes, old Tango, baby. Bring him up, goddamn, he ain't gonna never stop talking.
Oh man, it's going on, man. Shit. Yeah,
yep.
Shit. Yeah, man. So it's going on, man. But. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. I'm still going to do what I said I'm going to do, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Kick some ass and take some names.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I'm standing on that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get ducked to the truck.
He hooked the duck to the truck.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Oh, I heard that shit. Ed say hook the motherfucker duck to the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I always tell him if I tell you a duck can pull a truck, hook his ass up.
Yep.
Oh, we got a hand up here.
Uh-oh.
Does somebody want to join in?
Man, you got it. How you been, man?
Oh, I've been all right, bro. I ain't complaining.
Say, you rolling with the punches, man?
You got damn right. Yeah.
Man, you get ready to bust you.
Around and get punched.
Hey, man, who asked you you ready to go to? You got anybody in particular?
No, I ain't got nobody in particular. I'm
still
I ain't got no fan favorites, goddamn it. I'll probably try to run some interview, goddamn about it. I ain't got no fan favorites.
I heard that shit. Goddamn it, you say you finna jump on salty bitch ass. That's what I'm talking
about. No, I ain't going that goddamn far. Kidding me.
Yeah. What about Phil? What about Phil Shu? How you pronounce his name, kid?
That white? The white man.
White guy.
Yeah, man, it's all good. Yes, sir. Yeah, man, but everything cool, man. Shit, Lee, you coming to Alabama?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Well, we damn sure gonna have some fun down there. Before and after the race, shit. Yeah. Quite sure it's gonna be a nice event. Yeah, Bobby been giving good shows for many years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah, he used to have every motherfucker down there. Cash Money, every motherfucker. All the motherfuckers.
So do.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yep, oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, you know, he normally have artists at the motherfucking track. Yeah, you can get up there and bust a motherfucking note.
How do you translate?
Okay, hey, let's call him up and see if we can get you on the stage, dude. Yeah, man. Yes,
Bobby might be listening. Bobby, you listening? Hit the one button, man.
Mhm. Yeah, why don't you give him a call and see what he got going on for that day, so you know he could just give us information on what he got going on, shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now, looking up the number.
You supposed to have the goddamn number already.
I do got it.
Yes, sir. That sounds good. Lee, what's going on, man? Yes, sir.
You're fainting. Ain't nothing going on, bro. I'm over here on some fat, getting fat shit. That's all. That's what I'm
oh, right man. Now. I done started doing pushaways, man. I got damn it. I'm going to have to squeeze off in that car. Yes, sir. Yes, Lee.
Yo.
You got it, man. You got it. Your kids been playing?
No, they from the start back.
Yeah, with the AAU stuff?
Yeah.
That's good. Anybody playing with Ronnie?
Yeah, my baby.
Okay, how old is he now?
10.
Okay. Yeah, my 15-year-old.
Bobby sounds like he crashed out, man. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He said next week he's going to start pushing it. He said he don't have no flyers out of nothing yet.
Okay. So he tired of the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Shit. Well. Yes, sir. Hey, Lee, where Shorty them at?
It's not no more, baby.
They shit, they on my line. You know that.
Oh shit. It's going on. Yeah. Hold on, let me see something. Hold on.
All right, y'all. Like I was saying earlier to everybody, you know, I talked to the guys at 41. They said they're going to try to get that track resurfaced so everything be smooth going down the track. Other than the prep situations, they've been doing real good themselves with that. That's something they went out and learned. And for the last couple of years, they've been doing real good with that. Plus, whenever we throw an event there, just to make sure you guys are satisfied until y'all get the confidence in what they're doing. We're always going to try to bring who you guys want to give y'all the confidence to want to get down that track so we can have real good events. The last
Ed,
few events,
say,
the track.
You said they're about to
good.
Spend that money, Ed.
Yeah, they're finna spend that money.
Okay. Shorten it up, get straight to the point, goddamn. They're finna spend that money and get the motherfucking lumps out.
Well, one thing about it is, ever since Bill got that track, he's been moving forward as much as he could every year.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So we've been talking to him. We're going to continue to talk to him. Huh?
Yes, what's up? You talking to Chuck today?
Yeah, he say he got the grandkids over, so he just listening.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, okay. So Chuck said he's going to take it easy on you tonight, huh?
I don't want him to. I want him to come in here and do something wrong so I can threaten him and lock him in.
I heard that.
Because he won't do something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When you say something wrong like what?
About how tough he is with his car and what he going to do and he ready.
Oh,
I want him to say he ready.
What
up, D?
What up, look? What's happening?
What's going on? Hey, what's going on, man?
It's another day. It's all good, bro. It's all good. It's another day at the ranch.
Man, I hear you. You got all the money, D.
I can't get it off. I'm going to try to get a fair share of it.
That's what's up.
Share. I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I found one thing in life. I need all I can get in. So.
Man, I hear you.
I got to be able to get to Alabama.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I done had my ups and I done had my downs. I'm just... I'm glad I can still smile when I'm down. So, hey, that's what's up.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
If a man can smile when he's down, he definitely smile when he's up, can
he? You got that shit right. I'm just happy I didn't go crazy when I went down. You know, I was able to bounce back up.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
You know. Yep.
That was Begetta keep hiding. Begetta said, Begetta keep texting me, talking about how Chuck had his foot on his neck when he was down. And he said, now it's his turn to put his foot on Chuck's neck. I don't know why he keeps sending me text messages. I told him to leave me out of him and Chuck's neck.
Yeah, Ed got to take it easy on Chuck. Because Chuck said he wasn't feeling good.
That's She technically got a text for.
What are you gonna do to
the chill? I had the chokehold on him, man, and he messed his throat up. I had the chokehold on him so long.
Goddamn. What is it like that? Real naked choke? Or what choke you had on him?
Yeah. Right.
Was it the chicken wing or the guillotine or what? Well, talk to
the
me.
The bruiser. The bruiser.
Oh, man.
The bruiser.
Not the motherfuckers. Motherfucking bruiser.
Mm-hmm. You gotta do a duck just like you do a chicken in the farmyard. You wring them by the neck. You pick them up and just wring their neck. You set them down and let them run with their head hanging on the ground.
Why you so hard on Chuck, Big Eddie?
He's been threatening me for a long time.
Okay.
It's time to face the music now.
Just had to face the guillotine.
Mm-hmm.
That is. I know you hard on him. You was hard on Chuck, man. Chuck wasn't bored for you. You still give him some. Chuck come on and talk. You still drawing him in.
Well, well, you know, I'd be like, hey, Chuck, we cool. You know, we friends. I ain't going to bother you. I ain't got no friends. F you. And all that kind of stuff, man.
That's what he said. In other words, you saying, Chuck, make you do what you do?
Yeah, I don't be on the bottom, Chuck, man.
Hold on, D. This punk motherfucker know I got my grandkids with me and he's steadily jugging at me. I'm going to run over y'all punk asses when I see you. That's all I got to say, and don't bring up my motherfucking name no more tonight. Punk.
Oh, shit.
You just started something.
Yeah, bro, he's the same man. I try to be nice to the guy, man, but, you know, this is what he do, so. That's why I have to hang him, have him in that chokehold, man. Put a, man, I'm about to hang him.
Shit, he put, he didn't just call you a punk. He put an S at the end of that shit. Chuck said, "Pox." Oh shit! Yeah, Ed, you gonna get all that fucked up, huh?
You better walk like he might be still on the land, because.
Oh yeah, he's still on this motherfucker.
Miss, Chuck, come back. I'll meet.
I'm gonna wait till they get off before I talk my shit. Oh, I ain't saying shit. Yeah, when he get off, I'll be talking again. Chuck at your ass, man.
Chuck don't want no trouble, man.
I heard that.
He better go on and tend to them grandkids. And he better not bring that car down to Alabama.
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's going on, man? Leroy.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man. I'm sitting here, man. My grandson, he's 9. He say, soon as you sit, when he get off, I'll be talking to you. Man, my grandson bust up laughing so hard. Man, he had me crying. He had me crying laughing from the way he was laughing at you. Oh,
no
man.
Way. Yeah, man. Man, how you been, man?
I've been all right, man. Everybody good?
Yeah, everybody stable, man. Everybody stable. How about on your end? Working it out.
Yeah. Everything good, man. I'm back on my feet, so.
That's good. No surgery, that's good.
None. We all back good. Yeah, we all
that's
good.
That's good.
Hey, Sean. I want to appreciate you for yesterday, man. I want to appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
Let you know, and we're going to work together, man. This is what we need to do to build up our resources. We need to work together just like we did. You know.
Yeah, always, man. I'm going to the project today. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anything,
sure, man, anything I can
you
do
hear Eddie,
for anybody.
You hear Eddie picking with Chuck Murray?
I had just got on with Chuck King. Man.
Yeah, Eddie over here getting everybody cussed out.
Oh, Lord. I heard you say you're going to get us all messed up.
Yeah. Chuck said,
man.
Ponks, keep my name out your mouth, you motherfucking Ponks. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Boy, I can't wait to see that race.
Hey.
Mudbone and
we're going to do it at your race, man. We're going to do it with the black one at our race.
Y'all do it at my race. We're
going to take the red one and do it at your race.
I'm going to put some on top of it. I promise y'all.
Okay.
And the show is recorded. Y'all doing it at my race. But me and my family's race. I guarantee I'm going to put some money on top of it.
That's
going to be a race. I'm going to push the hell out of that one.
Well, shit, we damn sure aiming to please, you know. Just want to entertain me and satisfy the crowd.
I finally got rid of that other piece last night. So now I'm just got to please the wife now. Get her little junk together. And I have it together a couple of days. And everybody be happy. My daughter, I got her Mustang together. Now I'm just working on the wife. I got rid of that other little thing I've been trying to get rid of for 2 years. And I'm ready to roll now. Ready to roll. Ready to jump in something now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what's
looking
up.
For a little street car now. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Back in it, yeah, man, it's moving forward, man. No complaints at all. None at all.
That's good to hear.
None.
Yes,
sir. I was talking to my buddies over in Canada, man. They brought up you and Ryan. I missed that show.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you and Ryan had talked on the Sam show or something.
So, yeah, we talked. Oh, yeah.
The plan is to bring the whole family down to buy the cold race. Need a white
shoes,
everybody, man. So, yeah. You talked about 41, Eddie?
Yeah. You can go ahead and say what you need to say.
Oh, man. I'm working on another event. Somebody, one of the no prep is he don't think he's going to do the race. He got another offer, so he's trying to wear his offers, but if he don't take the offer from what he got a sponsor, but the sponsor wants him to do the race down south. So if they do that race, California. So if they do that race in California, then I'm going to take that date and throw a race on that day. And it won't be nothing crazy. Just I'm going to do a one-class race. You know, and if it don't work out, then I still got the cancer awareness race, but... Man, Leroy is something sweet, boy. I swear it's going to be something sweet for everybody. Something sweet for everybody.
Time.
Yeah,
we're going to make it sweet.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I got the cancer awareness race. It's going to be August the 24th. And thinking about, I hadn't put the that's the date I got up there for show. I might just go ahead and do something that Friday. I'm waiting on other sponsors right now to see how these other sponsors work out. And if that work out, then I'm going to do Friday and Saturday, you know. But the track is it's a 100% go. as far as Diamond cutting the track. There's a little bump. I think it's in the left. I'm not sure, but they're going to Diamond cut both lanes. And I'm not sure on the exact date when they're going to do it, but it won't be until the weather breaks a little bit more, you know. I'm not sure the exact date yet, though. Dominic is one of the best prep guys in the country. Him and he works
right.
with Mass Traction. Yeah. You know, he works with them guys.
Yeah, let me ask you this question, Sean. The diamond cutting, is that the solution to the bumpiness that everybody complaining about?
Well, he's supposed to take care of that bump down on the big end. Now, I haven't felt the bump, so I don't know exactly where it is. I haven't felt.
They say you don't. They say you don't feel them. They show up on the graph.
Okay. Well, they may know where it's at. I don't, but I do know
okay.
they. That's one of the main concerns. The guys from Canada that was at the cancer awareness race, they pointed it out, but they still went 380.
Mm-hmm.
In a Mustang. In their Cutlass on drag radios, you know, in 52 degree weather, which they say is impossible to do at 41, and it's on video. So, they supposed to be trying to take care of the bump down on the big end is what everybody was talking about. But I think they're, if I'm not mistaken on what he was trying to tell me, was I think they're going to strip the track and diamond cut from the tree down past the 8th mile. So
sound good. Sound
I don't
good.
Know how, you know.
I think he said the whole quarter. He said the whole track.
The whole quarter, okay. The whole quarter, right, the whole track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
So.
Sound good to me.
You got somebody, you know, not to say anything bad about Steve, you know, nobody else. Steve was more of a bracket race, and Dominic is more of a he's all around guy. He loved grudge racing, and he damn sure loved the no time shootouts. He got to do the bracket racing. That's what brings in the guaranteed check from IHRA, you know. It's the problem with the. A lot of people at 41, man, is people talk about the track here and then people down south hear it. And so they assume that some of the guys that be talking about the track, you know, like I said, I can't really say, you know, I haven't felt the bump, you know, my kind
well,
of that.
I could
so like
say
you
this,
said, you see it on the graph.
Once we correct whatever issues need to be corrected, we're going to do everything in our power to promote the track in a positive way. So that's the best way.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best way we can do that.
Definitely.
And Leroy.
Yes.
He sounded real excited when I told him what our plans was and what we was trying to do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's 100% on board, man. Both of them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. And
Bad Boy Bill?
More.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we're supposed to have a meeting. Not this week. In 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, I have more information about what's going on. And then our vacation is over with now. You know, so we getting back to work now. Finally got all of our issues straightened out with YouTube and Facebook. Every week, man, somebody trying to hack the page, and it get crazy. That's where it get crazy. So if y'all ever get a message from me, and don't say Drag Nation News LLC, it ain't me.
I heard that.
I can say Sean too, but you know, man, it's been crazy, man. But we finally got in touch. You know, Facebook. I wish they would just call and you can actually talk to the people, but it's more emails and text messages and everything. But. So, you know, now what they get ready to do now, when somebody try to report your page, you getting investigated too now. They should have been doing that a long time ago. So mm-hmm. people can just lie on you and say something, you know. So now you get investigated too. So, but they doing a. I like okay. how they're going to do a full investigation now when somebody says something negative about, you know, about your page or whatever. So they're going to definitely do a complete background. But this been going on with me for the last 2 years. So I'm hoping this is it. But it's moving forward, man. Everything moving forward.
Sounds
I ain't complaining
good.
About nothing, man. It's all moving forward, man. Mm-hmm. We're gonna try to get in the ring with some of these stars, and we're gonna have a good time, man. We're definitely gonna have a good time.
Okay.
And
good
waiting
deal.
On that damn mud bone is
getting. Yeah, man, it's all good. But before that, you know, we gotta get past Mr. Ryan. What you think about that?
I think that's going to be a pretty good race. I really do. I think it'd be a real good race, man. And I just
okay.
hope I'm in town for it. You know, I gotta catch up with Ryan. You know, I've been I was supposed to be catching up with Ryan soon, and we just haven't came up with a date that I can really catch up with him. You know, we've been so busy here, you know, and trying to take care of family members and things, but. Everything looking forward now. So now we can get back to business and start playing with these cameras again and get these
okay.
interviews back up, get these YouTube and Facebook and Instagram pages back up. So now, man, I got 4 interviews I got in the next starting tomorrow. You know, starting tomorrow.
Okay. Sounds good.
I think I'm going to go live in the morning. Yeah, be going live in the morning at one of them. And then I just push that on over to Facebook, to YouTube and Instagram. But I got to catch up with you, Leroy, so we can let the world know what you think about you and Ryan, you know?
Don't get scared,
Nedrick. Just let me know
stay
when you're ready.
I'm quiet, bro. I ain't got to
hear Nedrick. Who that?
Say it, Nedrick. Say it, Nedrick. Don't get scared now. Don't get scared. Say it, Drake. Tell that pro man how you going to beat the brakes off of him.
Uh-oh.
Jordan Madrick. That's what you just told me, man. You know, I'm sitting around a man back
there. Jordan Madrick told you, man?
He told me to beat the brakes off that pro man. Call it luck, I'm pro man. Say that, Dre.
Who said that?
Dre, come on back. Come on back, sir. Back to the bed. Dre, Alondra.
Yeah, I'm right here. What's going on? I'm on the line.
Man, I run over mudbone. What the fuck are you talking about, man? You just told me what you said. You said the pro bar, right?
What about mudbone?
Hey, Eddie, talking to you.
He talking to me?
Huh? Duh.
Damn.
The fuck?
Ain't nothing to mudbone, Gray. We just trying to play, that's all.
Dre know all he gotta do is lock his ass in. He ain't talking about nothing. Mudbone, we'll break your motherfucking neck.
Man, I ain't worried. Okay, hey, I tell you what I will do. I ain't even got no business running Mudbone with the Grudge. But goddamn it, I tell you what I do. I bring a car just like Mudbone. We can get out. Fuck it, same car. And
okay.
It's the Grudge,
hey,
big bro.
Hey,
I got
talk,
a big
talk to your people, Ed. And for that reason, I'm out.
Hey, Dre, all you got to do is get down there, man, and just tap us on the shoulder if you want to lock in.
I didn't say nothing about you, man. That preacher slash gangster is what amped this shit up. I didn't say shit towards you, man. He said, it's just
racing. No, anyway, yeah, Dre, we don't take no offense to that, you know.
That's all it is. Ain't nothing. I said, I don't take this shit personal. But I didn't fuck with
you. I don't know. No, I would never get personal on no racing, man. We're walking with that. That's what we out here to try to do. You understand?
Hey, I got something that can get with Mud Maul. I ain't saying we can whoop your ass, but I got something that can try.
All right, well, we'll talk about it when the time presents.
Yeah, when the season comes back on, we get together. Fuck it. We ain't doing nothing else anyway.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But Chuck, Sean.
Yeah.
Sean, where you go? You say you try to catch up with Ryan. All you got to do is get behind our car. That's where he's going to be at.
Boy, y'all going to get Ryan out the bushes in a minute. Ryan must be at work. He must be at work, man, or partying somewhere. Oh, man. I tell you, that's going to be a good one, though. Promise you, that's going to be a good one. I would love to see that one.
Here we go. Yeah, man. It's all in fun, man. That's what it's all about, man.
Definitely, man. Definitely. It's all in fun. You keep it drag racing, it can't help but to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, man. I think I'm more happy, man, for my wife and my daughter. Getting in the driver's seat than I am trying to race, man. It's all in fun.
I'm just so happy to see it all unfolding, you know, and I no longer have to bite the bottom of my lip, you know, saying, hey, we coming.
What do you say? We ain't coming no more. We here.
Yes, sir.
I feel you there, bitch. That's a good feeling, though, ain't it, Eddie?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, sir. Definitely is. And the crazy part about it is, even if you don't race, you know they're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to go. As they used to say, they sitting there doing push-ups, waiting to throw some of these weights.
Mm-hmm.
Woman, you got to sit down. Here you go. I got all my grandbabies here today, man.
Man, that's a lovely thing. I wish I could have all mine here.
Woo, man, I don't know, man. That's just 1:30 on some damn pizza, man. That's just pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That
man, y'all sound old.
Cream.
Y'all talking about grandkids. Y'all sound old.
Hey.
Ooh,
hey, man. Ain't no secret about it. Ain't no secret about it. I have no problem, man.
What's up, y'all?
Love my grandbabies. What's going on with you, man?
Nephew.
Yeah, you did get that picture,
what's
right?
What up, man?
Hey, was it as easy as I said, or did you had already take care of it?
Oh, I took care of it. I had to rebuild the whole thing. I thought I had about 8 hours yesterday.
Man.
Crazy, though. But I got some experience with it now, so I ain't got to worry about it.
What's going on, Sean?
I ain't got to worry about it.
Okay. What's going on? Who that preacher?
Peanut.
Yep.
Peanut, preacher in the background. What's going on, man? How you feel, man? You good?
I'm all right. I'm good.
That's good, then, man. I got an early morning show in the morning, man. You got to check us out. It's probably going to be about 10 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to piss a few people off, but, you know, what the hell. Even when I'm being cool, I'm pissing somebody off. Hey, man, y'all ate another whole pizza?
Peanut.
Is Randy get some of that?
Go.
You ready, man? You ready?
Get some of this.
Nah, I'm selling that.
Eat that for us.
That's cool.
Nothing to say. I mean, I'm irritated with that car.
too much, man. I'm tired.
I'm finna come get it right now. I'm about to come get Nutso right now. I told you, don't say a word around me.
Yeah. Nah.
And even you know I'm serious.
I'm ready.
You
getting there.
If you're tired, if you're tired of driving, man, if you're just tired of driving, just let me know. I'll take over.
You know, y'all welcome to drive that thing. It might be nice to watch it from the outside from that time to time.
Hey, Eddie, go on and show them how to cut them triple zero lights, man. Go on and show them how easy
it
is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you want to know something crazy? Yeah. I ain't got a double O light ever in my lifetime.
No.
I ain't even got
I feel bad, man. I ain't got too many of them myself. I ain't got a whole lot of them. You already know who got them.
Hey, nephew.
And
Big Eddie keep beating.
Big Eddie got all them triples and double O's.
You ain't talking about mama. Gee, April, man.
Yeah, them goddamn double O's. Street, boy. That's too close to red light to me.
Man.
You have that shit. You know that. Just think how many times you cut a team off trying to get that double O.
Yeah.
Hey, I should be trying to lead that, man. That's all I'm trying to do. I ain't trying to cut a purple light. I'm just trying to lead first if I can. I'm just trying to lead that. I'm trying to be first. As I tell my students, be first and be last at the same time.
I heard that.
But even when you cut them damn triple zeros, it still ain't a guaranteed win.
Mm-hmm.
It's guaranteed you're going to be close to red light.
Nero, you ain't playing about Nero. hey, Leroy. Last year, I watched my nephew and my daughter. They bracket raced, and he went. My daughter, she dialed. I'm just gonna say she dialed. 16, she dialed in 16 flat. The car she had to run dialed in, he dialed in? I think it was, he dialed in 1090. She went 003 on the tree. 003. She was gone before the car even left there, man. She way out there.
Mm-hmm.
When they got, she was right at the traps. And she went one under. No, Ned, she went one under. She went 1601. Because she went ahead, ran, he went 1090 on a 001 light. She was mad as hell. So welcome to drag racing, babe. Welcome to drag racing.
I heard that.
So now she's talking about she leaving. She don't want a bracket race no more. She want a grudge race. And I say, that ain't going to make a difference. It's the same thing that just happened to you. It can happen to you in Brooklyn. You can get drove back.
That's as perfect of a run as you gonna ever come across. You put a double A run and 1090 on the head.
Yeah. Yep. No, the car she had to run went 1090 on the head. She went 16, dialed in 16 flat. She went 1601.
No, I'm talking about the other car.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know. It's a bad dude.
I don't think he'd ever be able to do that again.
Yeah, and he came right on over there. And shook her hand and told her when he asked her what kind of light did she cut, and she showed him the ticket. He told her, your day coming. So you just keep driving. Your day coming. But you know who I used to race like that, man? Me and Kyle, we raced about three or four times, man, and I still ain't beat that man. Still to this day, still ain't beat. Me and Kyle would try to stay away from each other when we go bracket racing these different tracks. We end up having to run each other somewhere in the semifinals or right, you know, somewhere up in there. We end up having to run each other, and I have yet to beat Kyle yet, man. If I went 009, Cal went 004. Have yet to beat him. That is a badass man on that tree. Cal is a hell of a Graylo too.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, but the whole family.
Yeah, I hate
Cal gonna need that. He's gonna need that 004. Cal so gonna need that
004.
Yeah, that good tree. Yes, sir.
He gonna need it. They gonna need that 004.
He gonna need it.
That's a bad man on that shit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Old Rob good on that tree too.
I heard that.
Walk Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Rob ain't shit.
I told you when I go live to my boys, some folks don't get mad. They're going to get mad because what I'm saying, I'm only speaking the truth. Now, if it's something I don't know, I don't know. But what I do know, that's going to be tomorrow's segment. Y'all make sure y'all catch it on YouTube or Facebook, one or the other. It's going to be on the Dragnet News page for sure.
All right.
Yeah, it's called The Shop, man. Shop Talk. Definitely going to be called Shop Talk.
How Shop can we Talk get access to the Shop show?
I'm going to do it on everything I do on the Dragnet News page, I do it on YouTube, too. 90% of the time I do.
Okay,
so the page
is
Dragnet News on Facebook.
Page. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
By what time?
3:34.
Well, I'll be at the shop. It's probably gonna be between 10 and 11, somewhere up in there. So we gotta
tomorrow night.
Make sure you know. No, tomorrow morning. I'm going early.
Yeah,
I'm doing it early in the morning. You'll be asleep.
Hell yeah.
Who'd say somebody lying? Eddie, you know you'll be up, man. You're gonna be up cooking some grits, man, some eggs, making some homemade biscuits.
I've probably just went to fucking bed.
Well, you can always catch it. Just go to the page and look at it, because it's gonna be on there. I don't delete nothing. And Facebook will keep it on there as long as don't nobody delete it. And then it'll be on our YouTube page also.
Well, if I'm up, you'll see me pop up.
Definitely. Oh.
Yeah,
Freak, what's going on, man? You all right in there, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm listening.
Okay.
Just trying to maintain the stealth away.
There you go.
Oh, sound like I hit a gap band plan.
Who?
The gap band. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill.
Oh, man.
You telling the age, me, bro. You telling the age.
Hey, I just hope everybody had that same energy when race season comes. Stop playing.
Yes, sir.
But they ain't got long.
So we gonna see. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Priest, they ain't got long. That's for sure.
No,
they ain't
sure
got long.
Time. Who gonna be nominated for Grudge Race of the Year at the Midwest?
Who, Ryan?
Damn, kid, you just threw a monkey wrench in that one. You just threw a monkey wrench in that kid. They got quiet as hell.
Hey, kid, everybody
yeah.
did about the same amount of shit this year. I mean, last year. Everybody had about the same amount of races last year, so.
Well somebody got to cross the finish line.
Well, it sounds like Zay put in a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I didn't travel as much as I wanted.
Grudge Racer of the Year out of the Midwest and Grudge Car out of the Midwest.
Well, if you're going that route, they're going out of town. They will be the winner of going out of town. But the locals,
oh, yeah.
But the locals is basically all, everybody did the same amount of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't race in the city. He raced out the city.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot, though. He did do a lot.
Didn't he win the shootout here? Well, that was a shootout. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they count it, you know.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that's right. Sam event next month, right?
Yeah.
Next month, right?
February
yeah.
Something.
Okay.
Yeah.
24th or something like that.
Okay. That's the plan, man. That would be the plan. Yeah, they got a couple old female races coming up. Man.
You see that young girl down in Florida? See that young girl down in Florida?
God, dog. Damn, kid's on the tip of my tongue.
A little 17-year-old down there driving a pro stock up, getting a license.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah,
I didn't
man.
See her.
Yeah, look like she's going to be dangerous. Look like she's going to
oh,
be
yeah?
dangerous.
Uh-oh.
Well, she what you do? Go straight from a go-kart to that?
I guess so.
Well, I tell you what, she been training. If she drive like kids, say she been in training for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look like she going to be dangerous.
Was she been training since she was three?
Huh?
Was she been training since three?
I don't know. I think she come out of a junior dragster or whatever.
Right.
But Leroy?
Yeah, she started at 6 or 5.
She was putting that Liberty 5 speed in order, man. She God damn.
I heard that.
To be 17 years old, she going to be dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, from what you saying, kid, yeah, it sounds like she's been upset pro stock.
Yes,
she's
indeed.
She's been upset, yeah. Ooh,
a whole bunch of them veterans better be looking out.
She's going to chop that damn head off, huh?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised the shit out of me. I said, damn. She whooping on that Liberty goddamn like that?
Oh, yeah. If she's taking that Liberty in gear and driving at the same time, yeah, she's doing something. Just
and
leaving
she
on, in one of them post-ops is rough.
Yeah. Think she's supposed to turn 18 around about March or something like that because she's getting ready for the first NHRA race.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say that, kid. I didn't want to interrupt Negro when he was talking. But, yeah, I was getting ready to say she must be getting ready to turn 18 because she got to be at least 18 for a license.
Yep.
Yeah, and she's sticking it in gear? Yeah. And 17?
17 years old.
She's going to get some big sponsors. She's going to get some big sponsors. Hey, I talked to Paige Carlton when we was at PRI, and they building a new car. Did in them? They was gonna take. I thought they had got rid of that vet. I didn't know they still had the vet. And
whose wife is that? Troy's wife?
No, that's Troy's daughter.
Oh, okay.
Paige is Troy's daughter.
Okay.
Yeah, we sat over there for a minute, me, her, and Erica. We sat there for a good little while, and we talked, man. And Jagan just got that money, man.
Yeah, they used to have one. They don't sold the company. They sold the company.
They sold the company for a huge bag. She said throughout the family they may have about 35 race cars. Then she said, to be honest, I really don't know how many race cars throughout the family. Yeah, damn. So they was gonna take the vet and they was gonna try to put it on no prep, but then the vet is just a little bit too long for her. She don't really like the way it sits. She don't like the way the front end is on the vet, so they don't know if they're gonna build another Camaro or what they're gonna build yet. But they definitely gonna build another car. And they say that one has out. And the car they got made, it ain't that old. The Camaro ain't that old.
Mm-hmm.
But they got their money to do whatever they want to do. So they're going to go ahead and build a new car. And she told me who was building. I forgot who was building. She's definitely building the car. And she got a sponsor coming on board. So, and then what's his name? Troy's son, the one drive jet car. He got a new car coming in. You know, Jig got a new car coming, too.
Yeah, both of them got new cars. Troy and Jig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It's easy for them guys to just go ahead and, you know, they got cars now. They got cars that they can run with, that they can run. They got a car for every field of drag racing, whether it's grudge racing, bracket racing. It don't matter. You know, top sportsmen. Pro Mod, Pro Stock, Mountain Motor, they got them from every angle and still go and get cars made, built, go and build other cars.
Oh, yeah.
That's where that bag come in place at. Hey, kid, who is that? I don't know the guy's name. It ain't Bodie, the black guy that's trying to run with no prep team. I don't even know where he's from.
I don't know.
Yeah,
couldn't tell you.
But I did find out that the Camaro that he got is the one, what's his name, Scooter?
Scott Taylor.
Yeah, Scott Taylor had the car, and he never ran the car. I do know that's where the car came from, but I don't know what the guy.
Who is he?
Yeah,
where he appeared from.
Yeah,
when
I
they
don't
gonna
know
start
about
No Prep King? When they gonna start?
Yeah, they don't even know when it's supposed to air. They got different dates of when it's supposed to come on. It's supposed to came on the 20th, 21st, or 18th, or whatever it was. Then they said the 21st, 9th, or 27th. They don't know when it aired, and they still waiting on the new rules. So, but a lot of them guys, man, that was from Street Outlaws that was running No Prep. A lot of them bagging out because of the sponsors bagged out on them. So, I remember. I know it was Kai today. They say it depends on what track they going to. He said they may spend $10,000 in just gas going to one event. That's just in fuel. That's just going to one event, you know. And then they're going to be on the road. He said sometimes they're on the road and don't even go and don't see home, you know, for about a month. He said ain't no telling that gas can go from 10,000 to 70,000, you know, real quick.
That Australia trip cost them a whole lot of money. And they tore up a lot of cars.
Yeah, and a hell of a lot of motors. Them damn number motors ain't no joke.
Yeah.
All aluminum. Yeah. What is it, $15,000 for just a block? Oh, no, that's them Hemi motors. I don't even know what the Hemi motors cost, just a block alone. That's them blocks starting off at $15,000. That's just a block.
Wow.
Hey, Eddie, it's rough when they got four motors sitting there all at $100,000 apiece. Hurt all four motors in one weekend, and then got to have two of them ready for the following weekend. Man, you ain't got no sponsor. I feel sorry for you, bro. And trying to run that class. But Eddie, you know what? It's I ain't knocking no prep. I'm just saying, for me, as a working man, I just can't do it, man. I got a cottage worth $100,000 or more, and
I need some.
I ain't got no glue in that.
Well,
truck.
Sean, I don't know no man that's working. Goddamn, running no prep.
You know what? I take that back. You right, kid. Oh, no, that's what we did, kid. When we ran on the street, that's all we was doing. But we didn't have cars that was running that fast on the street.
That was back in them days. I guarantee you ain't no motherfucker working on 9 to 5 running no prep.
Nah, not at that level. Not that I know of. Not one that you know, that's working a job paying them $30 an hour. Okay. Oh, yes. All right.
It's fun to watch.
Them days are long gone, buddy.
Man. Last night we were talking about, the street race over in the Indiana. I forgot the name of that organization. They had it at the track, and then they took it from 41 after the track closed, and then they went to the street in Gary. And there's some street over in Gary. I have not been over there yet. But they say the street is so
back
damn
street.
Narrow.
They got a back street. They race it. It's only for two cars, side by side. You can't even park. You got to park behind the
cars. Yeah, that's what they said. They say you got no room for no error at all.
You'll be off in the bushes or the trees. They told me, they tried to get me to go one night.
Mm-mm.
Man. You know what, man? I've street raced plenty of times, but I ain't going to never say I won't. Just right now, man, I'm afraid to lose MCDL, and I'm afraid of them little smaller roads. I'd rather be at the track. I ain't knocking nobody racing on the street. I'm just saying that's just me right now. But it also depends on the car. So I can't say I won't do it on GM, but something real fast,
now,
I don't think that'll be me on the seat.
Now, that setup they had while Jeremiah was, that shit was nice. And then when they blocked the street off, but the police was there that day I was there, that was good as hell. But Jeremiah didn't throw it when the police and them had blocked the street off. But it was nice.
Oh, over there by Jim Joliet?
Yeah, Joliet.
Yeah. That ain't a bad road over there. I mean, that's a good road over there too. That's a real good road over there. Man. Eddie, are we still in January? They got another month to go before all the Joe jacking over with. And see who's really going to race. Give me about 5 minutes here. I'll be off. Give it here. All right, I got it.
Right now, over the winter, you don't put your winter boots on. You put your flood boots on because we're going to go through a lot of shit before we got damn it race. Put your boots on because it's going to be a whole lot of shit talking before they race.
You know what? We talked about that too, man. Back in the day, man, I don't think we did that much talking. I mean, they.
And I don't know. We used to talk during the day at the garages and shit, but they be all loaded up and ready to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know. And 90% of the time, when you talked up on a race back in the day, the race was happening. It wasn't no, you know, getting to a point, man,
no
where
it wasn't no make believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Start out at around 1500 before you get the race over to 15,000.
Yeah.
Everybody done heard about it. And then it's going to be more than one race. It's probably going to be three or four races out there once they
exactly.
find out the racing.
Yep. Who was that? We was I'm trying to remember. It was somebody. Oh, it was. I forgot who Raylo Nim was racing, man. Raylo Nim was racing somebody. I forgot who it was. They had the Nova. No, they had the Camaro. And whatever it was, didn't nobody supposed to know about it, but was just Raylo Nim and somebody. I don't remember who they ran. But when we got over there, man, it had to be 70, 80 cars for a race that nobody knew about, wasn't supposed to know about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole street was just blocked off, man. And then same thing happened
with
Rich
Street Race. With the Nova, when Luck used to race. When Leroy used to race on the street.
You know, I've never seen Leroy race on the street.
Hey man, hey, I know we talking about streets and stuff and racing and all that, but that boy Luka Doncic just dropped 73 points.
Who?
Luka from Dallas.
Who you guess they
dropped
73? Damn. How they at least win?
Shit. Yeah, nobody's sticking him. He better be winning.
Damn.
They can't be putting no defense on him. He made that many damn points.
You say hey, what?
That remote. What? Man, these kids watching damn YouTube. And still on or it's going off?
It's off now. It's off now.
Okay.
I don't know, man. They told me I had to score 10 points in an NBA game for 100,000. I think I can squeeze it out. I ain't going to do nothing.
Who said you think you can figure it out?
I'll figure it out.
Hey, I'm going to be shooting from the bench.
Stay away from everybody. I'm going to stay so far away from them.
Oh, man.
That's how they give me the ball. I'm firing that bitch. I don't give a fuck where I'm at.
You ain't gonna have no assists, no rebounds, it's all shots. Yeah, I think I'll
all
shot. Hey,
he'll need no. He said,
I made 10 out of 200 shots. I made 10 points out of 200 shots.
And they didn't say how many shots you had to beat. Just 10.
They didn't say. They just say if you had to score 10 points in the NBA game for 100,000, can you do it? Oh yeah, for sure. I'm going to shoot us out of the game. They're going to bench me. They're going to bench me.
Hey, look. Some of them shots might be illegal.
Hey, me and the coach going to have a problem if you try to pull me out of the game and I ain't got them 10 points there.
Who was it? Hit the coach and beat up the coach?
Hey,
there's
going to be a lot of technical fouls.
Hey, that's what I said. I said, they didn't say they're going to put me out of the game. I'm fouling folks, man. I'm walking up to people taking the ball. Hold on, man. I need to shoot this.
I'm my own teammate. My own teammate. I'm going to snatch it out in hand. You got to get it over to me now.
Oh, man. Damn. You got me, boy. When you said, I'm going to be shooting from the bench.
Yeah. You're talking about the game. We're talking about
man.
Tomorrow. We'll
talk about it tomorrow, but I got this 100,000 right now.
You going to think we playing football. I'll tell them, block the defense. Let me shoot. Block them. Let me shoot.
Hey, Al, you know what? Hey, Peanut, that's what I told you I was going to ask you today. We got on the on the subject about your truck. The boys down south that ran for that 90,000, they ran for that 90,000 in the Ridley. And no, yeah,
so
he creeped the through the beam.
No. You talking about that vet in the Camaro, right?
Yeah.
So what happened was the vet had a fog light bulb that was out. That was hanging under the car, and it was swinging back and forth hitting the beam. And when he started pulling forward, he was all right. So the tires was never in the beam, but the headlight bulb was in the beam. And so when you see him start pulling forward,
the bottom light on the side.
Yeah, with a fog light. You know, once you unplug
it, fog light. Yep.
The little wire is
God damn. Lose 90,000, freak. How you gonna feel about this? You lost $90,000 for a damn $2 bug.
Hey, next time they see that motherfucker, I had two fast lights taped to that bitch. Hey, the wire gonna be hanging nowhere. I will go buy me some goop and some fast lights.
Oh. Damn.
And I'm about to, hey, I'm about them light that you have to push with your hand. You know, you push them in, and then they come on. So the battery ain't going to fall out of nothing.
They going to be a wire.
Oh, man.
Wireless light. That mother ain't going to have no. They're going to be gooped on with that good glue.
Oh,
I ain't even
going
to lie. If I lost that much money driving racing right there in that one, I'd drive the car home. Fuck the truck, the trailer, everything. You gonna load it up? No. No.
I mean, it was a brand new vet. He
could have
definitely drove it.
Hey,
yeah.
We up here cracking jokes. When my car cut off running Terrio, if I'd have lost in, I'd still be sleeping at the track.
But you in that part wasn't nowhere near that kind of money.
Hell no. That motherfucker head cut off. Yeah, you talking about a nigga with friends. Please, Lord, let it start up. Please, start that. Let it please start up.
That was the wildest thing in the world. Because I was recording it. And I listened to it. But I went back on, I occasionally watch my videos, watch videos just for the past year. And I ain't hear myself. I heard me and the other dude standing behind the top of it. It shut off. We was just sitting there saying it back and forth. It shut off. And then you end up getting it back started, and you stayed on the trans, bro. You ain't let that joke go.
Hell no.
Hey, would you?
I was patting that motherfucker to get it started. Pop, 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 pop. And when it fired up, I just held it to the floor. There it went. That bitch didn't have no whooping call for nothing.
It was your day.
That's what it was. I couldn't do nothing wrong.
It was definitely your day. When it's your day, can't nothing go wrong.
I ain't even going to lie. I wouldn't even went to the finish line. I'd have turned that little side seat, got out the car, and passed out.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I don't know. I asked my daughter that. We were watching my daughter said, man, that should have been me.
Right.
I see, babe, in the car. I see, it wouldn't have mattered who was in the car. I see, when it's your day. Don't matter, what's going on, I say, but when the light was hanging down, I didn't know what it was. And she said, I would have just, yeah, everybody said what they would have done because they wasn't in that predicament, I say, everybody got something to say until they get in that position. They in that position, then that's a whole different ballgame, And we watched hey kid, what's his name? What's Travis' last name? Boy drive the post office, the PDRA. He drives two cars. He was driving two cars at PDRA. He do drive two cars at PDRA. He's from Carolina. Travis Harvey.
Carolina.
Yeah.
Travis Harvey.
Yeah. Carolina. Sure. That's it. Carolina. Yeah. When we was at PDRA over there, and I was trying to get over there with him. Talked to him. He was cool as hell, but he had jumped out of one car. As soon as he won that round, he came right back. And when they brought him back around, they pulled the car back around, and when they pulled the car back around, they unhooked the car, and he stayed in the golf cart. And they had to get him back up to the line. When he got up there, he had enough time to get in the car and get through and everything. I just told him, I don't even want to bother. He in a whole different car, man. You know, I told him, I'll just catch up with him another time, you know. But he had, somebody had got, I don't know the guy who had got loose, and they was over there talking. And Travis told him that, Travis said, are you all right? And he told me, yeah, he said, yeah, I'm good. He said, well, he said, you did what you were supposed to do. He said, when you pulled the chute, he said, as soon as you pulled the chute, the car straightened out. He said, yeah, it straightened out. He said, all right. He said, well, you did what you were supposed to do. You know, he said, you saved the car and you live another day to race another day. And I thought that was the coolest thing that he could have said, you know, and to tell somebody else how to, you know, how they saved the car and everything. And he came, because he had came and told Travis how he appreciate how he was telling him if the car get wicked. So I don't know if that was the guy first time driving a car. I don't know. You know, I'm coming in on the back end of the conversation. But the dude was so happy, and that Travis had gave him some pointers, you know. And he told Travis, oh, you're dinner. And Travis said, oh, no. He said, if I can help anybody, I will, you know. I thought that was the coolest thing ever, man. But my daughter was like, they should have had me in the car. And once the car had a guy loose like that, all he had to do was take his foot off. I said, his foot was never on the brake. He never set the brake. He pulled the chute. And man, me trying to explain this to somebody who ain't been in a 10-second car yet.
Been in that predicament.
You know,
ain't
been in that predicament yet. Man, it's I just put
a parachute. Oh, Travis, good people, man. He good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's good people, man. He asked me who I was. I told him who I was. Man, that dude grabbed his phone and went straight to Facebook. Like, oh, okay. Appreciate that. I said, man, I'll just catch up with you another time. You're busy right now. I don't bother nobody, especially when they suiting up.
That's who was driving on Mario's grudge car.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, hey, look, when y'all in them cars, when we in them cars, you can't have no anger in your heart when you in them cars, because that mess your judgment up or getting out of it if something go wrong.
Yep.
You got to have...
Mess you up every
time. You know you got to win, but you got to win with common sense, too. Or if something go wrong, get out of it. Live to see another day.
Man. And, man, I'm constantly trying to explain this. You know, she'll listen. You know, both of them listen. But, you know, hey, kid, you need to come get the girl, man. Because she's tearing these damn trucks up. April.
Doing what now?
Tearing these trucks up. April over here tearing these trucks up, man. Man, every time she gets to the damn light, she's stabbing them suckers. Man, I done put motor mount in the 2018 Suburban, the 15 Suburban, and in that damn Infiniti.
Oh, man.
That Infiniti truck, that Q80. Honestly, kid, I'm not exaggerating, man. I done put motor mounts in all three of them, man. All of them on the driver's side, too. And they are a pain in the head. They are a pain.
Well, you might have to do like the race car boy, go to your steel mount.
Man. Well, she got that bit to play with now.
Put some chains in the motor on that one side.
Well, she's gonna be in that bed now, so I told her, so Marston, she ready to spray. No, you ain't ready to spray here. You know, man, look. Hey, my daddy, hey kid, you know what Pop said? Oh, she ready to spray. She said she remember back when I told you when at 30 when I thought I was ready to race. And I mean when Pop when Pop thought he was ready to spray dagger when they first put him on the small tire.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody had big tire popping them and went to the small, to the 28. And they sprayed that sucker and that sucker went up in the air. And Pop wasn't ready. Pop said, yeah, she thinks she ready. I said, yeah, she keep talking about she ready to spray it, you know. I said, she ain't got enough seat time in the car. Pop said, okay. Oh, she know everything, though. So go on and turn it on for her. Let her spray it. He told her. He said, if you don't pee on yourself, he said, or get nervous or get scared when you spray it, he said, my name ain't Larry. And he told her, I'm going to bet you $100 to your 50 cents. It ain't going to go the way you think.
You got to work yourself into it.
Yeah, man.
No, but if she could do it, listen, she could still do it. It depends on why she spray it at. If she roll out and grab it, it ain't never going to bother her.
If she shot that bitch off that line, it's going to be a whole different ball game for her.
She ain't got enough seat time. She ain't ready for it yet. She got enough seat time. She only went down the track twice. Three times. She only been down the track three times.
When it comes to drag race, you got to do it just like you do school. You got to take it a step at a time.
Yep. It's going to take a minute. Now, my daughter, on the other hand, that's a different story. I'm waiting on her to tell me the rear end and fell out this up. I'm waiting on it. I know it's coming. Who is this?
And, I'm not country them at the what's called them? The thing you went to?
I didn't even see it, kid.
And so when look country them at the PDRA thing that you went to?
PDRA or PRI? I didn't see them at PRI. PDRA. Yeah. We talked when we was down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and look country. I didn't see big country. He was there though. I didn't see him. Me and look country spoke. We talked for a minute and
He just suffered an ass whooping tonight.
Oh, he got whooped tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was doing his thing the other night, though. What was that, Thursday?
Hey, wasn't that Kai Kelly
whooped,
there, too? Ain't Kai Kelly down there with his Regal?
I don't know if Kai Kelly down there or not. No, I don't. That's not Kai Kelly. That's
not Regal. Regal looks just like it. The Regal looks just like him down there.
That Regal got a blow on it. I mean, yeah, a blow on it.
It's got a hat on it.
Huh?
Kai Kelly got a hat, and that's got a hat on it. It's a hat.
How you do?
Yeah, got a hat.
Ooh. Oh, I didn't know that.
With the Regal? No.
Yeah. It's a Regal. It's a black Regal with a hat on it.
Yeah, that's not Kai Kelly. That's the other
dude.
That
ain't Kai Kai, man. I don't know who Kai that is, but Kai, the Regal ain't there. Yeah, the Regal ain't there. Kai can't drive right now, no way.
Well, what's wrong?
His hand messed up.
Uh-oh.
I thought maybe Lizzie had whooped his ass or something.
Right, how's
hey,
she been
man,
doing?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you nothing about him, man.
Today ain't mentioned her. They ain't said nothing about her treatments or nothing.
Ain't nobody said nothing about her. But I don't know. You know what? If I did know, man, I still wouldn't say nothing. I don't know. I don't want to get into that thing. That's between them. But if it's something to racing, if I know something about racing, then, hey, I'll let you know. But you know, if they I don't know. I know that ain't the Regal. I know that ain't Kai Kai. I don't know whose Regal it
no,
is.
That's another boy's name. I forget his name. That's a white boy. I forget his name.
Yeah, but it's got a hat on it, though. It's got a hat on
it.
It's nice. He made a good hit.
You got gold wheels on it, too?
I don't know what color wheels on it. I didn't see the wheels.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't think it had no gold wheels on it.
No, listen, I don't think Kai Kelly got gold wheels on his Pro Mod on the Regal, the fast one I'm talking about.
Oh, you're talking about the fast one. Okay.
Wait, we ain't talking about the Soul Car. If you know the Soul Car got gold wheels on there, I'm talking about that fast one what you got.
Oh, no, that car ain't there either. Neither one of them there. I thought you were talking about the street car.
I think that boy's name is Chad Henderson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's a different color black,
that's Chad
though.
Henderson.
It's a different color black.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at, you got to go to Facebook or YouTube and look at you'll see it's a different color black. I mean, it both of them black, but one of them a little bit shinier than the other one.
Oh, okay.
You'll see the difference in it. If you look at them both, yeah, you'll see the difference in them.
Yeah, I've been watching that shit since Monday.
Hey,
I didn't know. I didn't know Kai Kelly had a blower.
Yeah, he got a blower on a new car.
Oh, he got a blower.
Oh,
now.
He do. Okay.
What they call a rooster tail, a rooster hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got. That's what he got on the new car.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Better put some ice in it. Man, that's too strong. Whew. Yeah.
Hey, that dude that was the dude that was Justin Swanson on today. Ain't that the same dude that used to be part of the camp?
Yep.
Oh,
hey,
about
you see Mitch Warren today.
Hey, Al Capone.
Did you see Mitch Warren today, Mitch Michael.
Mike Stavino.
He used to be part of the camp. He used to drive
the
other car. The orange
car
the orange Camaro.
He gone pro mod racing now.
Yeah, they say he went on. They say he got whipped by the Turbo Mustang too. Off the curb.
Hey, dude. Hey, kid. I mean, Peanut. I don't know the boy name from Thursday. From Thursday with that blue Mustang, the blue small tire turbo car. That is just when I,
the one that just raised Justin Swanson?
I didn't see it. I don't know if he ran. I know it's a blue small tire car. It's more. It looked like it's a stock suspension car. But I believe it's mini tub this summer. This car, it's not tub. It looked more like a street car, but you can tell it's mini tub. So she got close up on it. What's her name? Is it Monica? Monica Hunter? She got close up on it. I've seen
now,
on
what
her
was,
page.
What
I
is,
think
is,
it's Monica Hunter.
What was the video at? Like, where you see them take a video at? Like, what event?
I was on Facebook. I seen it on Thursday. What's today? Friday, yesterday.
What name was on Facebook?
Larry.
Larry.
Dick.
What you say, Preach? Who
are
you talking to?
I was trying to find out what name he was under on Facebook. It's Larry.
Oh.
Larry Williams.
Right. I'm going to send it to you now.
Y'all ate both packs of the Oreos up? God damn.
Hey, did you see Mitch Michael win today?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I had
now
to congratulate him on Facebook.
Yeah, they did good.
Hey, is this his first one, I think he said?
Yeah, that's his first one.
Man, I like to see anybody, you know, that you know, I ain't prejudiced or nothing, but I love to see somebody black win one of them races, man. That's why I be shooting for Ron Green now, man. That dude putting in work, man. Him and his family, they putting in work. Kid, when I tell you, I don't know if you ever seen Ron Green them run, man, but
the boys.
Yes, sir.
The Trans Am.
Yes, sir. He put that 370 up there right off the trailer. I said, oh, yeah, he's going to be dangerous today. And he really is against, nephew Glenn.
It's another all-black family that got a fast compared. They got 484 cars. They got two 484 cars. It's a red 69.
Oh, yeah?
Nah, they're not from here. They protected. Red and black. It's a red 69. It's red and black. It's a 484 car. Blood money? Is that them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't run PBRA though.
No, they just out. They doing good.
Yeah, I was talking about this running the PDRA. You know. They don't. Yeah, I know you're talking about they don't run PDRA though. What's them boys' name? The owner of Texas Speed, that Cadillac they got over there, they experimenting with. Man, that dude say they selling more LS motors than anybody in the country, in the United States. They put that, the boy, Texas Speed got a Cadillac over there. I don't know what year, it's a newer Cadillac. But they got a Cadillac. They have been 830s with this sucker, man. 830s. And can drive it from Texas to Chicago at 70, 80 miles per hour with no problem. See, and still,
wow.
just They say you're gonna burn. They say you're gonna spend a little money, cash and gas, but this on pump gas.
Right. But
Eddie, they selling more LS motors than anybody in the country is what he said now. And that's what he said now. You got to go on YouTube and find him, man. The boys is I can't think of his name. Fireball Camaro. He buying motors from them. The motor that he got in his truck.
Ryan Martin.
Yeah. But they got some stuff over there. And Ryan Mitchell looked like he gonna take the same car that he done flipped over backwards and just put a new body on it. I think he gonna go on it because they had the car in the snow, man, playing around with it. They snatched the body off of it. Everything in the car still worked, and so now he gonna fix that, and then he gonna be driving his wife's car because she's having a baby now. She's pregnant now, so he gonna be driving both cars. What is it called? Elvira. The regular Pontiac looks just like Casey Mack. Oh, stop. Come on here. Come on. There we go. Hey, kid. I got a question for you, man. You know Boost 12 car, right?
Yeah, Boost the Mustang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you believe that car still got an 8.8 rear end in it as fast as he's running?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir. Got an 8.8 rear end in the car. And that's why everybody finds the car so damn amazing. Because I'm trying to figure out why is it. I mean, hell, the car amazing because he's got that damn Hemi sitting off in there. And he's flying.
Mm-hmm.
But he got an 8.8 rear end in the car, man. And nobody believes that. Even me. I couldn't think. I just couldn't believe he can run that fast with that 8.8 rear end in.
Hell, maybe got a rabbit foot in his pocket.
Well, he knows something nobody else knows.
Yeah.
Well, it all depends on what axles he got. You know, he got to have good axles and all that other stuff. He's not shocking the rim.
The horsepower that he's putting down.
The rim, it's an initial hit.
Is your what?
It's an initial hit. If it hook, say it hook hard, and you hit it, it'll break. It's either going to break the axle or it's going to break the unit itself.
Yeah.
But if it's in motion, it ain't never going to break like that, unless you just got a regular gear on it. I had some 7.5 went fast, and the motherfucker never believed they can go that fast with a 7.5.
I don't know, Preach. I ain't been that fast yet. I'll let you know when I get up there. So I'm going to play the Powerball in the morning, all right?
Oh, man, not the Powerball.
Man, I'm going to play the Powerball tomorrow. I got to. That's what it takes nowadays, boy. Is it the ones that... The ones that ain't really trying to race but want you to think they're trying to race, they're going to try to outbet you.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't think we're going to have that many people trying to outbet motherfucker this year. Times are hard now. Motherfucker,
man.
I mean, now you're going to see a lot of $1,000 races, $1,500 races now.
Hey, and you're going to see a whole lot more races.
Yeah.
When they race for something they can actually afford.
Yeah, because everything keep going up, sliding up.
Yeah. From parts getting more and more expensive.
Yeah.
Hey, how much is it to fill a bottle now?
I can't really tell you right now because I still got my mother bottles. I'm filling my own shit still. I still got four mother bottles.
Well, I'm just asking the question. Hey, Peanuts, how much did it cost to fill a bottle up? One.
From well, empty. it was
From empty, you probably have 130 or something like that, 140.
Yeah, from empty, you probably have 120.
120. All right, so now add it up plus 10 bombs. It's getting expensive, man. I live in the real world. I'm going to tell you. Oh, no, I can't afford to race for that much, man. Here's my limit. Now, as a group, it's a different story. Oh. I'm going to. Yeah, my arm can release. Well, I've been trying to put that little girl to sleep for 2 hours now. All right. Hey, man, how many bags of chips y'all in there? Y'all ate all the chips, too? You didn't have no chips. Those two big bags of chips gone. Two packs of cookies and two pieces.
Sean, I'm hungry than a motherfucker over there. Somebody send Sean some food over there.
Hey, man. And spent $130 on just junk food, man. That's just junk food. I ain't letting them know about this.
Hell, you got to think about this. Look, you got to think about it. Nitrous is high, gas is high, plugs are high. Shit. You got to at least race for that money back. Entry, getting in the place. You down there, that's 400 right there.
All right, here's my question right here. But I can't say that either because everybody got a different amount of money that they're trying to race for, you know. But, like, I think some of us on the same page when we said it's going to be a lot more, anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000, I'd say 1,000 to 5,000 on races. I don't know if you're going to have too many of them, $80,000 races.
Yeah, well, if you're going to be shaking down, you might as well shake down with something.
Right. Man,
if you
can
make
I say that?
Please make the shakedown for $500.
I said that, but 4, then 000. They clowned on me like I ain't know what I'm talking about. I said the same thing. I'd rather shake down for $500 than to come off the trailer. Well, it depends. If you got your car down, then you got the car down. But, you know,
but you're still going to make a shakedown. Listen, you're still coming off the trailer when you make a shakedown.
Yeah. I just, me personally, man, I could be wrong. You know, I just think it'll be more races if people race for what they can afford instead of trying to, you know, put these big pots up and then hoping your camp, you know, y'all come up with that money versus race for something that you know you can come up with.
Well,
but
Sean, I'm going to tell you.
Every camp is different. Every camp is
Sean, I'm going to tell you. I don't think there's nobody in the Chicago area reaching in his motherfucking pocket and pulling out all this big money and racing for it by themselves. It's a group thing.
Yes. Same thing I've been saying, kid. But remember when
it's
I brought that up last year, he don't know what he's talking about. What was you going to say? Is that you, Preach?
It depends on how much you're betting for and who they racing. You know, sometimes you go racing, you know you got your man dead. You like to go rob a motherfucker to bet.
Ain't no one motherfucker reaching in his pocket, pulling out no $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 racing by himself. It's a group thing.
I ain't going to.
Well, I'm going to lock
Chucky
in 10 on 10.
I ain't had nobody bet with me but two people. They ain't bet number $250 apiece. I knew I
how much you running for? How much did you running for?
When I finished with my pot, it was down in 15 out of mine, the way I bet it. My money was scattered. I was betting anybody that was betting Ontario.
But listen to what you just said. How much was the pot?
Pot really was $3,500.
That's what we're talking about in the pot.
But what I'm saying, I took the rest of the money and bet the rest of the track.
I was taking all five bets. Put it that way.
But it still, you still had a cutoff limit. Everybody got a cutoff limit. You know what we saying? It ain't too many. It ain't. We ain't saying somebody can't do it. He said, up in this area, it ain't too many people betting 10,000 to 15,000 by themselves.
No, because don't nobody can't afford. If you lose, you through for the season. The car might be for the, for sale at the finish line.
Hey.
Nigga went down there with a nigga went down there with an ET number on the car. Come back with a for sale sign on that bitch.
That's what I was saying, man.
That's exactly what I was saying. When they lasted me last year, and I said, man, well, we got a set budget. If we race over that budget, or God forbid, if we hurt the car, we might be out for the season. You know,
right?
And then that's when folks start trying to count YouTube money. They're like, man, listen, if people don't seem to understand that I live in the real world. I know what I can and what I can't do. I ain't fast, but I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah,
if you get a grudge race, if we can come to a common agreement,
I hurt the motor three times this year. I had hurt the motor three times this year, so I was down three times. In the beginning of the season when I first came out, I hurt it. Then I hurt it again. Then I hurt it when I ran Terrio.
No, that sucker was hurt, man, before you ran Terrio.
Know what I'm saying? It was hurt.
Yeah.
I just down and killed it when I ran Terrio, though.
Yeah. Oh, Terrio. Terrio. Wasn't Terrio talking about locking somebody in? No, that wasn't Terrio. Terrio wasn't talking about going down south, was he? He don't really go down south to race, do he? No.
No, I think Terrio think he's going to Michigan. Track by Detroit. What is Milan?
Okay.
They locked in for that.
Peso race?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, we got a race on the same day.
Not his first race, is it?
No. Cancer Awareness race is August the 24th, and he got a race August the 24th. Man, I had people calling me, man, you should change the date. For what? I can't do that. Yeah, they want me to change the date so they can try to make both races.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
The same thing I said. There ain't no disrespect to nobody. It just fell this way. And, man, but once again, kid, I make phone calls, man, and we try to keep races, the promoters here. We can keep races, you know, where we don't clash with each other.
Don't respect on nobody else.
Right. Exactly. But unfortunately, you know, I can say, well, I got this date. Well, I was going to do a race on that date. Yeah, I said, well, let me see if I can change it to this date. Then I changed it to another date. Well, I got a race on that date, too. Well, man, look here. They ain't giving me no other dates to change. Well, see what else they'll give you. No, you see what else they'll give you. I ain't changing nothing else. Except for August the 24th, Cancer Awareness race.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to race from 9 in the morning to 11 at night. God willing. I'm trying to get everybody from Chicago. I don't care what you got. I'm trying to put something together for everybody. Trying. I thought you didn't see the cookie. You didn't hear the pack of cookies. Boy, I tell you, boy, just tell you about a little chubby kid. They're going to hide the cookies from me. They ain't even open. Oh, no, somebody open them. You ain't getting none at all.
There's a whole nother, there's two more packs missing.
I ain't say you. I don't know who ate them. We ain't going to worry about it. When the farmer got me some Oreos and that.
fellas, I'm going to holler at y'all later. I'm going to eat this junk food while she sleep. Yeah, I get everybody sleep but my, but the little chubby one. He ain't going to sleep no time soon.
All right, bro, son.
All right, definitely, man. Definitely see y'all next week for show. And Eddie, I'll send you a text, man. Whatever time I go on, I'll send you a text just in case.
We'll text you out in the morning. Send me a text.
All right.
Yeah, okay, send me one, too, so I can get on there. Yep.
All right. I'll holler at y'all later.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Well, Eddie,
y'all
still came out to be pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, Eddie, I'm proud of you. You hung in there.
Yeah.
Right, he ready to throw the towel in.
Oh, man, not cut his wrist.
Shit, the man said, man, I guess ain't nobody over here. Guess I can go to bed, get y'all off here.
God damn.
Patience, man, patience.
Kid.
Yep.
Man, how could I be down, man?
Yeah, man.
You ain't trying to hear that shit, kid. Oh, it's all good.
Your buddy mom must be sleep.
Man, ain't no telling.
Hey, that man went through hell this afternoon. They put him in the blender. Knocked his shit back. Mama.
Oh, man, what they do to him, Preach?
Shit, put him in a trick bag. Him and Flop. That, you remember that old thing said, I'll race you. I bet you I'll race you pole to pole.
Big Marty was known for that.
Right. He got me. Big Marty got me for $500 like that. But
oh yeah.
Yeah, but they got him today with one of those stunts.
Oh man. They done took Marvin to school, huh?
Shit. Hard knocks.
I heard that.
All right.
Yeah. So he gonna get some good sleep tonight. Tomorrow he'll feel it.
Oh man. They stuck it in deep, huh?
Yeah. A G-ball.
Oh, Marvin got cocky with it, huh?
Yeah, they hit him with a G-ball with no Vaseline. It was dry as hell.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, you got to watch them gimmicks.
No, you got to listen. You got to listen and don't indulge.
Yep. What, the man went balls deep?
Balls deep. Get up in him. Hey, what's that song? You ain't did nothing until you stand up in him.
Oh, man. I forgot who goddamn it did Big Marty like that over there in, at Gucci's garage.
I know that fat boy hit me like that behind Terrio.
What you talking about, kid, with the trunk? With the trunk and all that shit?
No. I'll race you. But I'll race you, but come to find out, goddammit, I ain't got the win. All I said was I was going to race you.
Right.
Yeah, goddamn big bopper, baby.
They say, goddamn it, whiskers and head, motherfucker. I think eyebrows and everything got burnt off in that move, kid.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I say it's rough, goddamn, it's rough, man.
Well, you know, like Oscar Trice was saying, y'all was bad acting back in the day.
Shit, not y'all.
Not me.
Yeah, right.
No. No,
yeah,
I'm not indulging.
Y'all was bad acting.
Hey, that shit there, I ain't never engaged in that shit, ever.
I heard that.
Yep. No. None of that crooked shit. I was a little rough, but.
Yeah. You know, I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
I got tricked like that twice. A-Rab tricked me one time. Motherfucker bet I had a herringbone around my neck. That motherfucker bet $5,000 on a herringbone that he could make me get out of chill without touching me. God damn it. For that $5. He going to walk around 3 times. By the 3rd time, I'm going to get up out that chill. I said, you can't knock the chill loose. You can't touch the chill. You can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that motherfucker walked around. That motherfucker talking about some boo. Rah. The next time, he was jumping around like he was thinking like he going to push me out the chill. Shit, when he got ready to get to the 3rd time, that motherfucker got in his car and drove home. I ain't see that bitch till the next day.
I heard that.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Did you get out that chair?
Yeah, yeah. I was going to spend the night on it. I came in the store the next day and cussed that motherfucker out every which way but loose. So you rotten bitch. Mm.
Yeah, got tricked.
He was laughing his ass off, too. He laughed
yep.
Like a motherfucker. Hey, you know what? He owns Ice House now. The one on Lake Street. He's the owner of that bitch now. Oh, man. Rough day.
Kid, what you about to get into, man?
Shit, yeah, nothing more. Finished watching this basketball game. That's all.
Who playing?
San Antonio and Portland.
Oh, okay. How your people doing?
Oh, they're doing pretty good. I really haven't heard from them.
Okay, I feel you.
I check on them every now and then.
That's good.
If I don't, they'll probably curse me out when I do call them.
I heard that. Yeah, they're going to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I know the other ones, goddamn it, they, you know, them people, they all get mad at you when their money ain't coming through.
I heard that.
Man, shit. Man.
Mm-hmm. You bringing them to the bowling party?
Hell no.
Oh, man.
Hell no.
You quit passing up early. You have to say hell no.
Oh, shit. Yes, sir. Yeah, I done got out the game, kid.
I heard that. I gotta go back over there in the old neighborhood. I ain't been back over there, goddamn it, God knows how long.
I heard that. Yeah, quite sure you ain't missing nothing.
No, sure in the fuck ain't.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I think last time I was over there, goddamn it, I think I got some UGG boots from Tish, goddamn, for my granddaughter. That was damn near about 3 years ago.
Goddamn. Got the UGG boots, goddamn.
Yep. I try to stay out of these badass neighborhoods and shit.
Yeah. Did you recognize anybody over there?
Hell no. Me no understand gunfight. So I try to stay out of these neighborhoods.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, them but a little gunfire, kid.
Yeah, well, they can keep it, because I don't want it.
Hey, yeah, why Chuck so rough on you, man?
I don't know. He just in a hurry to get something done to him, that's all.
Oh, man.
He need a makeover.
A makeover?
Yeah, he's just ready for a makeover, that's all.
I heard that.
God damn it, I stopped and come by your house today.
Just came on by, man, bought them sandwiches.
Yeah, I was over there on the 183rd and Halsted.
Okay, yeah, you're right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm over here at work, man. And I'm sitting here lifting these weights. And my arm got locked up on me. I caught a cramp. And that weight had to sit on my chest. I couldn't reach the phone. I couldn't do nothing. All over here for the cry. Hey, baby, man, that was just rough on me.
Yeah, man.
Flip that shit on the floor.
Yeah, this is the one time I put the clamps on the side.
Oh, no.
Man, that was rough.
Damn, Peanut, you ain't like LeBron James. You're not under workload management?
No, I don't do no load management. That's probably why my body ain't right. I ain't get myself time to rest. I'm glad I still got this stomach, though. I pushed it down on this stomach and got it off my chest, and I was cool for a minute. I was able to get that cramp out.
Oh, man, it reminded me of this dude, man, going to try to lift the weights when I went upstairs. I had weights down in the basement, man, and I was living in the city. And he going to wait till I leave and go upstairs. Then going to try to sneak him and pump him one time. And when I came back downstairs, and nigga waistline, he had rolling weights down his stomach. His waistline was thin as paper.
Goddamn,
Peanut.
Peanut.
Yeah.
What you think about that the Milwaukee Bucks firing their head coach, man? What's up with that?
The dumbest thing in the world. They got to be something internal for them to do that.
Oh, yeah.
There had to be something going on behind the scenes.
Because, you know, I can't see no coach getting fired goddamn when he got a winning record.
I mean, a damn good winning
second
record.
In the East.
Yeah.
They were second in the East, yeah.
What college?
You know what color he is.
Damn.
But then they go and get Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers ain't really showed me nothing either.
Doc Rivers just showed me that I might have a for sure lock on my bet against Milwaukee ain't doing nothing in the playoffs. He gonna fold.
Oh,
Oh, hit the alarm. Get your ass and hit the alarm, bro.
Man, a winning record against Fred. God.
And before the All-Star break, Big Ed. You know, motherfuckers normally would wait till after the All-Star break or whatever. But shit, he had a winning record and got fired before the All-Star break. I said, damn.
That's the way the Bears did Lubby. They fired him and he had a winning record.
Lubby was messing up, though. It was 2-3 years in a row where the Bears was 7-3 and then they lost. 7-0 and they lost a bunch of games.
And then they even did that since they fired him.
True. I think it's something else because they did that to the Bears defensive coordinator this year. Remember, he just up and resigned out of nowhere. And then it came out later on that he had the fans watching him and his family and all types of stuff. So it'll come out sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
And Philadelphia, goddamn it, the Eagles, goddamn it, fired a couple of coaches. So, damn, what the fuck going on? Yeah, well, I guess it's easier to fire the coach than it is to fire the team.
Yeah. But like you said, if they're doing that good, they fired him for so much. You know, I just can't see
it. Yeah, I was shocked to see that one.
Man, y'all know I never seen The Godfather. None of them. I ain't never
had. Get out
of
here.
Oh, man.
Is it even worth it?
Oh, yeah. Damn, to watch all three of them just go from 1 to 3, you'll be there for a while.
How long is that? Shit. Is that long?
Each one of them about damn near 3 hours long. Damn, Cleveland fucked up. Milwaukee at home tonight.
I mean, granted, they're good, but, you know, Giannis and Joel Embiid, they ain't really got no great all-around game. Like, Giannis, he just run boldly way through the lane and dunk, layup, you know. They ain't got no post.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid, he just flop.
That goddamn Euro, that goddamn Euro step that they use, and goddamn is the benefit of this whole game.
Yeah, right. I seen him on a fast break. That man took 2 steps
and was dunking.
He took 2 dribbles and was dunking from half court.
Yep,
I tell you, that's crazy.
Yeah, man, well, look like that's it there, kid.
Yeah, you can go and pull the plug, Eddie. It's goddamn 11 o'clock.
Yeah, man.
It's time, y'all. Be time.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't come on tonight. I was expecting to come on. I mean, we had a nice crowd, but I figured some of the main people would come on, but they didn't. Tonight, they might have been listening, but we ain't aware about it. We had a pretty good show.
Right, we still had a good time, man. We had a good show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the real piece.
They probably, a lot of them probably had their feelings hurt from last night.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Time to wake up. Shit, that's it. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. Time to wake up. Get this shit right. We run out of time, goddammit. Bad man. So I guess I have to say goodnight to everybody.
Yep. All right, again.
Wish everybody well. Y'all have a good rest of y'all weekend and see y'all again.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.